Good morning, Ellen Gunning. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure to be with you.
Now, you've got a new book out which has tips for small and medium enterprise.
I have. It's called 10 Red Hot Tips on How to Promote Your Business. And it's basically written for smaller size companies who couldn't afford to bring in a PR consultancy, who wouldn't have that kind of money, but who still need to let their customers know that they're out there, who still need to remind people that they're existing and they're vibrant and they have a story to tell. And it's really to give them the tricks of the trade that if they had brought in a PR consultancy, this is what the consultancy would do for them. So it's teaching them how to do it for themselves.
What are some of your top tips?
I suppose one of the most obvious ones is know exactly who you're targeting. Most people in business make the mistake of thinking that because they're all excited about their own business, everybody in the world wants to know about it. And actually, everybody in the world doesn't. So the first thing to do is target precisely who your audience is. So are you trying to target younger people, older people, people who live in Donegal, people who live throughout Ireland? And once you know who the target is, you try to develop a photo fit picture of them, because you're not trying to reach them where you mix and mingle. You're trying to reach them where they mix and mingle. So, for example, if they listen to your radio show on a Saturday morning and I listen to some other radio show as a regular listener on a Sunday, there's no point in me targeting the Sunday show that I listen to if all of my people are listening to you. So it's really just being sensible enough to know who your audience is. The second one, I suppose, is to communicate with people regularly. The mistake that people make with public relations is they assume that it's a substitute for advertising. And it's not. Advertising's job is to sell. So if I want to sell something, I'll buy an ad. It'll go out on your radio show. People will say, oh, that's available at X cost from that venue. I should buy it. But public relations is much more about tell people your story. Tell them why you're in business, what you do, how you develop that new product. Mm. All of the research shows that people buy from people they know. They buy from people.
And we'll talk about other ways of promoting it, business as well. But seeing as you mentioned radio, and I'm not a company man, but I just think it is, and local papers and other, it's a great way of reaching a target audience because you can see the facts. But product awareness, I think, is, like, I don't necessarily listen to an ad and go and buy something directly off that advert. But if I hear the name of a company and what they do on a regular basis, when I need their products, the information's there.
See, that's exactly the purpose of PR. If you remember back to years ago, do you remember when, I'm probably going back about 10 years, when everybody suddenly discovered that there were these bugs that lived in your mattress because we all had central heating and they were eating at your flesh every night, and you needed this product to clean your mattress on a regular basis, and it was because of central heating. I remember looking at it as a campaign and thinking it was really clever, because what the PR people did was they came in and they told you the story of what central heating was doing to all of our homes, to all of our lives, that it was allowing these things to breed. And the advertising people came in on the back of it and said, actually, if you're worried about this, we have a product that can fix it. And it's exactly that. It's, if you've heard the name of the company often enough, if you know something about them, you're more inclined to look at their product. You won't necessarily buy the product from them, but you definitely won't buy from a company you've never heard from.
Yeah, and one of my bugbears is that the misuse of social media. Facebook, Twitter and other forms of social media, I think, are a brilliant way of engaging with your customers. What a lot of people do is they set up a web page and just bombard people to the point whereby their message is hidden eventually from the walls, such as the way things like that work. How important is it then to sort of not overdo things as much as to make sure that you're doing it in the first place?
It's back to your audience. It's getting it right. You're not trying to find people and smack them against a wall and say, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. You're actually trying to engage with people. So if I'm trying to engage with you and your interest is radio, for example, I'll put up a number of different posts on social media that are radio related, that tie back to my company, that are radio related, so that you say, oh, that's interesting. I might actually keep an eye to what they're doing, because every so often, yes, there are the advertising pieces turn up, but every so often there's a useful little gem of information, or there's something that I disagree with that I want to put a comment back and say, no, you're wrong, that wasn't the way they did it 20 years ago. And it's about, again, it's about not using the tool as a sales tool, because none of us chooses to go onto social media to be sold to. We don't mind if that's a byproduct of it, but we go onto social media to interact with people and to find out what other people are thinking. And that's what it's all about. It's not abusing social media.
Am I right in saying that sort of like, say, radio, newspaper, social media, it would almost be like direct marketing, but there are other you know, indirect opportunities. Is that fair? I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but
no, there are both. You can reach people directly through regular media, for the want of a better expression, like radio, television, newspapers, you can reach them directly through social media. You can reach them directly with direct marketing, which would be more like email campaigns, or something that lands into your inbox every week or every month. And really what you're looking at is, back to your audience again, how do they like to be communicated with? I love emails landing into my inbox. I don't like having to go off and search the internet. It just doesn't suit me. But if it's in my inbox, I'll look at it. But other people, it drives them crazy. Their inbox is overfull. They don't want it. They would prefer that you tweet something. And if they're really interested, they'll pick up on the Twitter. Mm. So again, it's back to knowing who you're targeting and what they're interested in. Because they won't buy from you if they're not interested in your product. And you shouldn't be trying to communicate with them anyway if they're the wrong audience.
And what other tips do you have then? I mean, endorsements are I like to hear people's endorsements. Maybe that's how things work, because if you go on TripAdvisor or Booking.com or any of those, I suppose people leaving positive comments or endorsements. Is that important?
That is important. And an endorsement, see, if you jump up and down and say, my company is wonderful, we make beds or whatever, right? We're absolutely brilliant.
Everybody, you're obsessed with these beds, Ellen.
Okay, well, what else would you like to make? It must be too early on
it. Yeah, you must think, why am I out of my bed talking to this idiot on the radio? But go on.
Well, if you make something else, what else would you like to make?
I don't know.
Oh, you make furniture, okay?
Yeah, all right, go on.
So you make furniture, and everybody says, but sure, if I interview you, and you'll tell me that you make wonderful furniture, and you're brilliant, and you employ all these people, it's a fantastic product. I naturally say, well, you would say that, wouldn't you, because it's your business. But if somebody else says, have you actually looked at that furniture? It's amazing. The finish is fantastic. They're a little bit expensive, but my God, the quality that you get. Now I'm inclined to look at it in an entirely different light. Mm. Because I'm listening to somebody, a third party, who maybe has bought your product but who isn't being paid to promote it, who just really likes it. And the other thing is the celebrity culture that we all live with. People love to buy things that celebrities buy. They say that David Beckham, when he was promoting, Gillette? That it didn't matter if he promoted a Gillette shampoo and he had actually shaved his head completely bald the night before the campaign went live. Right. It absolutely didn't matter because people wanted to buy into a little of what David Beckham was. And that's a form of third-party endorsement as well.
Listen, I wish we had more time, but all of the information that you have is in your book, 10 Red Hot Tips. And I think in this day and age too, you know, when people are not afraid to fail, they're trying new things, they're trying new endeavours, they're not necessarily opening up massive shops, they're doing it in different ways, that I think this will be a really useful tool for them.
I think the whole purpose of putting 10 tips in is that the 10 tips won't be relevant to every company, but you'll find 3 or 4 that really work for you. And if you do, it's well worth buying the book.
And where can people get it, Ellen, finally?
They can get it in bookstores all over the country, or they can get it directly online from Mercier Press.
Superb. Best of luck with it. Thanks for giving us a bit of time.
Greg, thanks for the chat.
All right, no problem.
Well worth getting out of bed.
Get back in now. I know, that's what I do. Listen, Ellen, thanks very much. And hopefully there's no mites in the mattress. See ya.
All bye. The best. Bye-bye.
That's Ellen Gunning there, who advises small and medium-sized businesses on 10 red hot tips to promote your business.